Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let me talk to you about a better way to pray. I'm going to read to you some of the great words that Jesus spoke in the Sermon on the Mount, reading to you from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, where we read this. "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Notice that Jesus said, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites." Jesus assumed that his disciples would give, so he told them the right way to give. That's in the verses right before this, Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Jesus also assumed that his disciples would pray, and it was important that they did not pray in the same way that the hypocrites prayed. You see, Jesus did not say, "If you decide to pray." Jesus knew that the people of God would talk to their God. In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus will tell us how to pray and how to avoid praying like hypocrites. First, he spoke of those hypocrites and said, "For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets." There were two main places where a Jew in Jesus' day might pray in a hypocritical manner. They might pray at the synagogue at the time of public prayer, or on the street at the appointed times of prayer. In the synagogue, often someone from the congregation was asked to offer a public prayer. They would stand in front of the others and pray on their behalf. The hypocrites loved to pray with this kind of audience, as Jesus said, that they may be seen by men. These hypocrites prayed not to be heard by God, but to be seen by men. This is a common fault in public prayer today. When people pray to impress or teach others instead of genuinely pouring out their hearts before God. This kind of prayer is an insult to God. When we mouth words towards God while we're really trying to impress others, we then use God merely as a tool to impress other people. That does not honor God. That's why Jesus said of such people, "They have their reward." Those who pray to be seen of men have their reward, and they should enjoy it in full because that's all they're going to receive. There is no reward in heaven for such prayers. But Jesus told us how to pray. He said, "But you, when you pray, go into your room." Instead of praying to be seen by others, we should meet with God in our room. The idea is of a private place where we can impress nobody except God. The ancient Greek word translated room here was used for a storeroom where treasures were kept. This reminds us that there are treasures waiting for us in our private place of prayer. Now, Jesus certainly did not prohibit public prayer, but our prayers should always be directed towards God and not towards man. Today, seek the treasure of prayer. It's found with God, and it's not found with other people.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.